Krishna Prayashva Padrishu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavatyutama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistiki Yam Pravrajanta Manupetam Apeta Krityam Dvaipayana Virahakatara Juhavam Putreti tan mayatayo taravo binedus tam sarva bhuta hridayam munimana tosmi. Very ding Shiman.
I just quickly want to introduce you to the
Krishna. So I'd like to take the opportunity to quickly introduce His Holiness Bhakti Vidyan Maharaj to you.
তো আমি একটা ছবি নিতে চাচ্ছি ওনার এই ভক্তি জীবনে ওনার পরিচয় করানোর জন্য আপনাদের সবার কাছে।
So Maharaj comes originally from Russia.
উনি রাশিয়া থেকে এসেছেন।
And he joined ISKCON in 1980.
উনি 1980 সালে এখানে যোগদান করেছেন।
And he is actually a scientific person. He studied microbiology or something. Yes.
তিনি একজন বিজ্ঞানী, উনি মাইক্রোবায়োলজির উপরে অধ্যাপনা করেছেন।
Yes. So and within his service in ISKCON, he spent some years translating Prabhupada's books into Russian language.
তিনি শিক্ষকতার জীবনে প্রথম দিকে উনি প্রভাদের কিছু ইংলিশ বইকে রাশিয়া ভাষায় অনুবাদ করেছিলেন।
Yes. And he is also a disciple of His Holiness Radhana Swami.
উনি শ্রীমৎ রাধানাথ স্বামী মহারাজের একজন শিষ্য।
And he took sannyas in 2001. So, and he is also an initiating guru. He has many disciples all over Russia and European countries.
And he is
also a GVC for many parts of Russia, South and North Korea, Israel, so many places.
তিনি একজন জীবিসিও বটে এবং তিনি রাশিয়া, উত্তর নর্থ কোরিয়া, সাউথ কোরিয়ার একজন জীবিসি। আমাদের আজকে একটা অপূর্ব সুযোগ এসেছে ওনাকে এই পুণ্ডরীকধামে স্বাগত জানানোর জন্য। হরে কৃষ্ণ।
Very happy to be with you this morning. We didn't expect to come so early. But by the mercy of the Lord, we are here. I will try to say a few words for Srimad Bhagavatam. So we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 9, Dhruva Maharaj returns home, text 33. দৈবিম মায়াম উপসৃত্যা প্রসুপ্ত ইব ভিন্নদৃক তাপ্যে দ্বিতীয়ে অতি আসকি Bhartri Bhratrivya Hrit Ruja Daivim Mayam Upasritya Daivim Mayam Upasritya Prasupta Iva Bhinnadrik Prasuptaiva binadrik Tapye dvitiyapi sati Tapye dvitiyapi sati Bhartri bhratri vyahritruja Bhartri bhratri vyahritruja Daivim mayam upasritya Prasupta iva binadrik Tapya dvitiye pyasati Bratrivya Hritruja Daivim Mayam Upasritya Prasupta Iva Binadrik Tapya Dvitiya Pyasati Bratrivya Hritruja Daivim of the personality of Godhead. Mayam, the illusory energy. Upasritya, taking shelter of. Prasuptaha, dreaming while asleep. Iva, like. Bhinnadrik, having separate vision. Tapye, I lamented. Dvitiya, in the illusory energy. Api, although. Asati, temporary. Bhartri, brother. Bratrivya, enemy. Hrit, within the heart. Ruja, by lamentation. Translation. Dhruva Maharaj lamented. I was under the influence of the illusory energy. Being ignorant of the actual facts, I was sleeping on her lap. Under a vision of duality, I saw my brother as my enemy and falsely lamented within my heart. Thinking they are my enemies. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Real knowledge is revealed to a devotee only when he comes to the right conclusion about life by the grace of the Lord. Our creation of friends and enemies within this material world is something like dreaming at night. In dreams we create so many things out of various impressions in the subconscious mind. But all such creations are simply temporary and unreal. In the same way, although apparently we are awake in the material life, because we have no information of the soul and the super soul, we create many friends and enemies simply out of imagination. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says that within this material world or material consciousness, good or bad are the same.
Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami bolechen je ei jorojagote othoba jorochetonay bhalo ebong mondo dui saman.
The distinction between good and bad is simply a mental concoction.
Bhalo ebong monder parthokyo kebol moner bhrom matro.
The actual fact is that all living entities are sons of God. Or byproducts of his marginal energy. Because of our being contaminated by the modes of material nature, we distinguish one spiritual spark from another. That is also another kind of dreaming. In this, it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that those who are actually learned do not make any distinction between a learned scholar, a brahmana, an elephant, a dog, and a chandal.
Bhagavad Gita bola hoyeche je jara prokritoi tattvajo tara ekjon bidwan brahman gabhi kusti kukur ebong chandaler moddhe kono parthokyo darshan paren na.
They do not see in terms of the external body. Rather, they see the person as spirit soul. By higher understanding, one can know that the material body is nothing but a combination of the five material elements. In that sense, also, the bodily construction of a human being and that of a demigod are one and the same. From the spiritual point of view, we are all spiritual sparks. Yeah, parts and parcels of the Supreme Spirit God. Either materially or spiritually, we are basically one, but we make friends and enemies as dictated by the illusory energy. Dhruva Maharaj therefore said, Daivim Mayam Upasritya. The cause of this bewilderment was his association with the illusory material energy. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki Daivim Mayam Upasritya Prasupta Eva Bhinna Drikta Pya Dvitiya Pya Sati Partrir Partrivya Hridruja. Dhruva Maharaj lamented, I was under the influence of illusory energy, being ignorant of the actual facts, I was sleeping on her lap. Under the vision of duality, I saw my brother as my enemy, and falsely I lamented within my heart, thinking, they are all my enemies.
আমি আমার ভাইকে শত্রু বলে মনে করেছিলাম এবং ভান্তিক বসত অন্তরে ব্যথিত হয়ে মনে করেছিলাম তারা আমার শত্রু
ওম অজ্ঞানম তিমিরান্ধস্যাম জ্ঞানম জনশালাকায়া চক্ষুরুন্মীলিতাম ইয়েন তস্মৈ শ্রী গুরবে নমঃ শ্রী চৈতন্য মনোবিষ্টাম Stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta pada kamalam shri gurum vaishnavamscha shri rupam sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vidham Tham Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakha Vidhamscham হে কৃষ্ণ করুণা সিন্ধু দীনবন্ধু জগৎপতে Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Ajano Lambita Bujo Kanaka Vadato Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishwambaro Dvijavaro Yuga Dharma Palo Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karuna Avataro Yantah pravishya mama vachyam imam prasuptam sanjeevayate kila shakti darak svadhamna Anyamsya hasta charana shravanat vagadim Prananamo bhagavate purushaya tubhyam Hare Krishna So, Dhruva Maharaj is lamenting in this verse about his previous condition and previous mistakes.
Dhruva Maharaj aspre shloke onutap korchen ki karone onar purbobotti purbobotti condition ata obosthar karone.
He says that I was under the illusory energy, and under the illusory energy I committed so many mistakes and I committed so many problems. And he said, I was living as if I was sleeping. Prasupta Eva. I was like dreaming, even though I was awake, but still I was somewhat sleeping. This is the condition of every living entity who is living in this material world. We think that we are awake, but in reality we are sleeping. This illusory energy is nothing but a dreaming condition. Illusory energy puts living entity, the consciousness of the living entity, into a sort of a dream. Therefore it is said that this whole material world is nothing but the dream of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, who is sleeping in his Karanadaka ocean. What we think is reality is actually reality, but it has a different touch of this reality. It's not 100% reality because there is some kind of dreaming perception in everything which we see. And in the dream we can see so many things. We can see ourselves as being a king sometimes, and sometimes we can see ourselves as being a beggar. But it's all dreams. It doesn't have any substance.
So
All our positions are like this dreaming conditions. It's just, you know, I'm this in dream and this in dream. And people, the most amazing thing, they're fighting in this dream to become higher in their dreams. There was a nice little story about one, what was his name? One Buddhist monk. He once was sleeping and he saw, what was his name? I forget. Anyways, one Buddhist monk. In his dream, he saw that he has become a butterfly.
So, there is a story. The story is a Buddha, Mahanta, or Sadhu, who has seen in his dream.
And it was such a real dream. He was flying all over from flower to flower, and he just really was a butterfly. His name was Bodhidharma. So when he woke up, he started singing. Is it Bodhidharma who had a sleep that he has become a butterfly? Or is it a butterfly who had a sleep that he is a Bodhidharma? And it's really not so easy to distinguish, you know, is it the sleep of butterfly or is it the sleep of Bodhidharma? So this temporary nature of this material world makes everything like a dream, actually. Today we're here, tomorrow we're somewhere else. Today somebody surrounds us, tomorrow somebody else surrounds us. Like we may remember who we were when we were little kids and you know how it was like, and but it doesn't really exist anymore. It's not there anymore. So what was it? Was it real or was it a dream? It's not there. But Dhruva Maharaj, he laments here that even though we are in this condition, in the semi-dreaming states, in almost dreaming state, we still, you know, invest so much energy into this and we think, he's my enemy and he's my friend.
So Dhruva Maharaj, slogan
Yeah, we're fighting with some people, we are really, you know, inflicting pain to some people, and, you know, some people, they're very dear and near to us. And because of this illusion, we commit so many sinful activities. We inflict so much pain to other living entities being under this illusion. In the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the similar verse is there when Prahlad Maharaj is receiving teaching from his school teachers, Shandena and Amarka.
So, in the 7th canto, Prahlad Maharaj,
he He was sent to this school by his father Hiranyakashipu, and his father Hiranyakashipu, he said that some enemies somehow or other sneaked in this school, and these enemies are teaching something really strange to my son. You please teach him the real truth, who is the friends and who is the enemies.
So Prahlad Maharaj ke unar baba Hiranyakashipu ei guru grihe pathiyechilen keno karon uni mone korechilen je amar ei গুরুদেবের আশ্রমে অনেক শত্রু এসে আমার ছেলেকে বিপথের গামী করছে, তাই অন্য শিক্ষা দিচ্ছে, তাই তোমরা তাকে সত্যিকার শিক্ষা প্রদান করো, কোনটি সঠিক, কোনটি ভুল, আর কোন কে শত্রু কে মিত্র।
Teach him Rajaniti, the politics.
তাকে রাজনীতি বিষয়ে জ্ঞান দাও।
Yeah, and when they started teaching, Prahlad Maharaj, he gave a very beautiful reply. He said, I heard from my guru about the power of the illusory energy. But now I really see how it works, because I never saw that it's the illusory energy is so powerful.
আমি মায়া শক্তির মধ্যে শুনেছি, এখন বাস্তবে দেখছি এটি কত পাওয়ারফুল, কত শক্তি করে কাজ করছে আমার উপরে।
Now I really see that some people really think that somebody is friend and somebody is enemy. I am really amazed.
আমি বিস্মিত হয়ে যাচ্ছি, আসলে সত্যিকার এখানে দেখা যাচ্ছে কেউ বন্ধু কেউ শত্রু এই ব্যাপার।
And he says, this is amazing power of my Lord. He puts everyone onto this illusion. I'm really surprised. He says, I see it, but I see that this is actually the power of the Supreme Lord. He is doing this. He is putting everyone under this illusion. Amazing. All glories to the Supreme Lord. So, this is the condition of a devotee. Devotee sees that everyone is under illusion, and he just cannot understand how they behave like this.
So, bhaktodaya avastha ekirokom jara amra ache je amra kibhabe byabohar korte hobe ba kibhabe achan korte hobe shetar mone amra bishkito hoye jai jodi amra maya dara mochhono thaki.
Like Maharaja Yudhishthira, his name was Ajatashatru.
Kintu Maharaj Yudhishthira chilen Ajatashatru.
And Ajatashatru, as you know, means that somebody whose enemy is not born. But we know that Maharaja Yudhishthira had so many enemies. He had millions of enemies were fighting with Maharaja Yudhishthira. But what does it mean that Ajatashatru, that his enemy is not born? So many millions of enemies were born, you know, him. It only means that he doesn't see them as enemies. They may consider themselves as his enemies, but he doesn't see them as his enemies.
যদিও তারা সবাই যুধিষ্ঠির মহারাজকে শত্রু রূপে ভেবেছিল, কিন্তু যুধিষ্ঠির মহারাজ কখনো তাদেরকে শত্রু রূপে গ্রহণ করেননি।
And therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he quotes Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that good and bad in this world, it's all manodharma, it's all mental concoction.
So, Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas, Srila Krishnadas Goswami Maharajar, ওই তারপর যে লিখছিলেন যে আসলে আমরা যে ভালো মন্দ বা শত্রু মিত্র, এটি হচ্ছে মনোধর্ম, মন থেকে জাগ্রত বা উৎপন্ন।
It's actually just the nature of the mind. The mind always likes to say, this is good, this is bad, this is good, this is bad, and this is how we are living. This is the meaning of material life. This is good, this is bad, this I like, this I don't like.
এটি হচ্ছে জড়জগতেরই মানে রকম, যে আমরা এটা মনে করি এটি ভালো এটি মন্দ, এ আমার বন্ধু এ আমার বন্ধু নয়, আমি একে ভালোবাসি ওকে ভালোবাসতে পারি না, এরকম।
Srila Prabhupada used to give this nice example. I think it's coming from Bengali culture.
Srila Prabhupada ekta sundor golpo bolechen আমি মনে করছি এই গল্পটি আসলে বাংলা সংস্কৃতি থেকে এসেছে.
He says, when we see wet stool, we say, oh, it's bad. And when we see dry stool, we say, oh, it's good. You know, for us, wet stool is not so good because, you know, it's kind of sticky and we can step into it and, you know, it will stick to us and it will contaminate us.
আমরা যখন এই ময়লা বা আবর্জনা দেখি তখন আমরা খুব ঘৃণা করি বা মনে করি যদি ওখানে আমার গা স্পর্শ হয় বা কোন রকম লাগে আমি দূষিত হয়ে যাব.
But dry stool is kind of harmless, it doesn't contaminate so much.
তো যেটা শুকনো অবস্থাতে বা পরিষ্কার রয়েছে তো সেটি সাধারণত ক্ষতিকর নয় আর সেটা আমাদেরকে কি করতে পারে না, দূষিত করতে পারে না.
From our point of view, dry stool is very good at wet stool is very bad. But stool is stool, whether it's dry or whether it's wet. And from the point of view of a hawk, wet stool is very good, but dry stool is very bad because it's much, much more tasty.
যে একটি শুকরের ক্ষেত্রে কি হবে নিম্ন যে তার কাছে মনে হয় যে খারাপটাই সবচেয়ে ভালো, কিন্তু ভালোটা তার কাছে ভালো নয়.
So what it means, the meaning of this, it's all very relative, it doesn't have any meaning.
তো এই যে সত্যিকার অর্থে এগুলোর কোনো অর্থই নেই.
Now somebody is my enemy, but tomorrow he will become my friend. Today I like something, tomorrow I don't like something. Srila Prabhupada gave another very amazing example. He said that once his godbrothers went to Burma, Myanmar, for preaching. Burma, Myanmar.
Myanmar,
yeah. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada sent some of his disciples to this country to preach. And Prabhupada explained that the local culture is as such that they have a special drink which they prepare for drinking to become little intoxicated.
মানে পান করার জন্য এমন কিছু জিনিস তৈরি করতো যাতে করে তারা মস্তিষ্কের বা মেন্টাল রিপ্লেসমেন্টের জন্য.
So what they do, they take some dead animals and they put some dead animals somewhere, and from this dead animals there is something, you know, something is dripping, and you know, they collect this and then they drink it and they become intoxicated. And they like it very much, they think it's very nice. And they say the smell is very good, you know, very nice. And then he said that when my godbrothers came to this country and they started frying puris on the ghee, all the neighbors complained that this is a horrible smell, stop it. So this is the condition of the mind, you know. This is Durganda, this is Suganda, you
know.
So, you know, it's all very relative conception. Today I'm conditioning in this way and I think this is good, this is bad. Tomorrow I will be conditioned in a program, my mind in a different way, and I will see everything is completely different.
So, আমি আজকে প্ল্যান করি যে কি ভালো কি মন্দ এর সাথে মিশবে, এর সাথে মিশবে না, ভাই করব, কিন্তু আসলে আগামী কালে আমি মনে করি সবকিছু ভিন্ন হয়ে যাচ্ছে, অন্যরকম হয়ে যাচ্ছে.
Therefore it doesn't have any reality.
আসলে এটা কোনো সত্যিকার কোনো অর্থ নাই বা কোনো ভিত্তি.
It's just a condition of my mind, and I shouldn't take my mind too seriously. Because if I take my mind too seriously, then I will still remain in this material world. I will continue this useless play of this material world. This is good, this is bad, this is higher, this is lower, and I want to be higher, and I want to be this and that. You know, this is all illusory conditions, and people think that, you know, I'm born in Bangladesh, but perhaps people in America, they are very happy. I'm not so happy here in Bangladesh. If I go to America, so many people, Indian people or Bangladeshi people, go to America and they think they will become happy in America. Once Jayapatak Swami Maharaj told a very nice story about this. He said that in the beginning days, while he was preaching in Calcutta, one Bengali boy joined the temple. And he was very enthusiastic and he was serving nicely and this and that, and you know. And then at one point he asked him, why did you join? What was the motivation? Why did you join? He said, you know, there are so many Americans here, American devotees. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, yam yam vapi svaram bhavam tyajatante kalevaram, whatever state of being you will remember while dying, in the same condition you will get in the next life. He said, I will associate with all these Americans, and when I will be dying, I will remember about Americans, so next time, next life, I will be born in America. That's why I joined ISKCON. You know, this is the condition. People, they think like this. This is higher, this is lower. I want this, I don't want this. But this is all illusion. This is all monodharma. This is the condition, this is just concoction of our mind. And Prabhupada says in this purport that when one awakes to the real knowledge, when by the grace of the Lord he gets the real knowledge, he can see the world differently. When by the grace of the Lord the real knowledge awakens in our heart, we will see world, we will see the reality in a different way, in a different light. And actually, you know, when we judge a devotee, his advancement, his position in devotional service, we really have to judge him according to this criteria.
Tamra
whether he has the real knowledge or doesn't have the real knowledge. And this will be clearly manifest in his dealings with other people. If somebody still considers somebody as his friend, somebody as his enemy, if somebody still kind of has some desire to be higher and detests some lower position, this and that, he is a devotee, but he is a devotee of a lower grade. He is Kanishta Bhakta, and because he is Kanishta Bhakta, we have to respect him, but we have to respect him from a little distance. Mentally, we have to respect him without having too much intimate association with him. Because this kind of conditioning is very contagious. It can also infect our consciousness. When we associate intimately with such a person, and he will say he is bad, and it will influence our perception of this devotee, and we will also think he is bad and he is good and this and that. So this is very dangerous to come too close to such a person.
So,
we are aspiring to get the real spiritual knowledge, and therefore we have to be very careful when we associate with each other. We are aspiring to get the real spiritual knowledge, and therefore we have to be very careful when we associate with people. Because this material world view, as I said, can come back to us and can again start conditioning. We are prone to this, and we have to be very careful, because the mind is there and the mind likes it. The mind very much likes this duality of this world.
So,
therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami, he gives us very important advice. He said, Krishneti yasya giri tam manasa adriyeta, manasa adriyeta. If somebody just chants the name of Krishna, we have to respect him, but in mind, not too close. But then he says that if somebody is Nindadi Shunya and he is Bhajana Vigya, if somebody, how we can recognize somebody who is in a higher position of this spiritual understanding by this quality, Nindadi Shunya?
So then is like a lesson that dictates the set one of the Visha Bhajanta Mission. On no Nindadi Shunya is a speaker Sangala Dasa. On no Janke, Amra Kibe Bukta Bhajanata, Tar is a Lokhon Gulutin is Lokhon Mante.
He doesn't have this inclination to denigrate somebody, to offend somebody, to speak bad about somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he says Nindadi. Adi means there are so many other good qualities of such a person, but this Ninda Shunya is the main quality, the main characteristic.
So then he says Ninda Adi. So Adi means there are many things wrong with him, but Nindati is only very important. That is, Gunti, Ajjan, Shuddhamakta, Madhu, Thakjana.
If we want to recognize somebody who is really on a very high position of devotional service, this is his characteristic. For him, there is no friends, no enemies. He doesn't offend anyone. For him, everyone is a devotee of the Lord.
So, as any Bhajanavikhu Unnata, Amra Dekhte Pai Je Tar Kono Bondhu Nei Shatru Nei, Tini Shobar Proti Saman Acharon Koren, Ar Shobar Sathe Saman Bhabe Byabohar Kore Thaken.
And he says, of this devotee, we have to hanker his association, we have to hanker, we have to serve him, because this is the aspiration, this is the quality which we ultimately have to achieve. And therefore, Dhruva Maharaj says that I was under this illusion, and I regret very much that I was under this illusion, seeing somebody as a friend and somebody as an enemy.
Dhruva Maharaj says, "I am in Maya Dara Mohito Chila, and in Maya Dara Mohito Thakar Karone, I am in Monogur Chila, Mamar, Mapadi, Mata, Ba, Bhai, Shatru."
In the same way, when we will awake in our real consciousness, in our real spiritual knowledge, we will very much regret, you know, I committed so many aparats, so many offenses.
So jokhon prokrito pakkhe amra shottiger gyanen puchi ba prokrito tatto amader hridayongom hoy tokhon amra bujhte pari ashole amio onek
And by all this aneka paradas, I delayed my progress, my pragati towards the Supreme Lord.
So ei aparader karone ami onek deri kore felchi amar parameshwar bhagwan shri krishner kache ghanishtho somporko sthaponer khetre onek deri hoye jacche.
So for us, the meaning of this verse, of this lamentation, even now we have to be very, very careful with whom we associate. And we should try to free ourselves from the influence of this illusion as soon as possible. We have to awake as soon as possible. And therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. It's a nice way to finish Srimad Bhagavatam class, because by the end of Srimad Bhagavatam class, many people are sleeping. So it's a nice way to say Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. So thank you very much.
Jai Srimad Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj ki. Maharaj Sisi Pundarik Dhami Avasthan ki. Her Holiness Srimati Devaki Mataji ki. Maharaj, one question.
Yeah, yes.
Amra Maya Maya Amader ke Maya Mishri Sana Tao Amader ke Maya Jovito Kore Amra Alde Vaishnava Aparat Kore Ke Sai Na Karpara Vaishnava Aparat Kore Ke Sai Na
He is asking that we do not want to embrace Maya, but Maya sometimes
embracing us.
Why this is occurring? We do not want to commit any mistake, but mistake is happening.
Srila Prabhupada explains that there is here in this purport that there is subconscious mind. So in our conscious mind, we don't like to embrace Maya.
So, আমাদের সচেতন অবস্থায় মনের সচেতন অবস্থা আমরা মায়াকে আলিঙ্গন করতে চাই না.
But little deeper in subconscious mind we still want to embrace Maya.
কিন্তু অনেক গভীর ক্ষেত্রে আর মনে অবচেতন মনে ওই মায়ার সঙ্গটা হয়ে যায়.
Like for example, in our conscious desire we don't want sense gratifications.
তো আমাদের সচেতন অবস্থা আমরা ইন্দ্রিয় তর্পণ বা ইন্দ্রিয় সঙ্গ করতে চাই না, ইন্দ্রিয় তৃপ্তি করতে চাই না.
But sometimes in a dream we still have some strange dreams about some sense gratification.
তো এই স্বপ্নের মধ্যে আমরা এরকম দেখি যে আমরা খুব আশ্চর্যজনক স্বপ্ন দেখি যেখানে আমার ইন্দ্রিয় সঙ্গ বা ইন্দ্রিয় তৃপ্তিকর বিষয় হচ্ছে.
It basically means that consciously we don't want this, but subconsciously the desire is still there. It's somewhere in some stage deeper in the consciousness.
So, সচেতন অবস্থায় বা আমাদের প্রকৃত যে অবস্থা সেখানে আমরা দেখতে চাই না ওই ধরনের অবস্থা, কিন্তু যদি মনের গভীরে যে লুকানো যদি রয়েছে সে আকাঙ্ক্ষাটি ওই স্বপ্নের মাধ্যমে মনে অবচেতন ভাবে প্রকাশিত হচ্ছে.
So, and because of this inclination on a deeper level of consciousness and subconscious mind, Maya still can influence us.
So, মনের ওই গভীরে লুকিয়ে থাকা অবচেতন অবস্থাটি আমার এই মায়ার মাধ্যমে কি করে কাজ করতে পারে?
And therefore sometimes we commit aparadhas even though consciously we don't want this. Because the conditioning is very deep, it's very, very, goes very, very deep. Therefore our practice should be tivra, should be also very fierce, very intense.
আমাদের ওই অভ্যস্ত বা নিষ্ঠা ভক্তি সাধনা ভক্তি খুব ভালো করে করতে হবে.
If we are practicing Krishna consciousness like chanting or you know doing some other sadhanas in a very complacent way, in a very superficial way, that it will not clear the subconscious mind.
তো আমরা যদি হরিনাম জপ করছি, ষোলমালা জপ করছি, সাতটি নিয়ম পালন করছি আর ধীরে ঢালা ভাবে এই সাধন ভক্তি করে থাকি, তাহলে কি হবে আমার মনের ভিতরে যে লুকিয়ে থাকা অবচেতন মনের অবস্থাটি কখনো পরিষ্কার হবে না.
Yeah, and we should be very careful. Prabhupada said that we should be very careful being in Maya.
তো আমাদের এই মায়ার সম্পর্কে খুব সচেতন হতে হবে. প্রভুপাদ সেটি বলেছেন.
He said once that there is one difference between me and my disciples.
তিনি বলেছেন আমার এবং আমার শিষ্যদের মধ্যে একটি পার্থক্য রয়েছে.
My disciples are not afraid of Maya and I am afraid of Maya.
তিনি বলেছেন আমার শিষ্যরা মায়াকে কোনো ভয় পাচ্ছে না, মায়া সম্বন্ধে ভীত নয়, কিন্তু আমি মায়া সম্বন্ধে ভীত.
So see, Prabhupada is teaching us how careful we should be. We are still in Maya.
তো দেখুন প্রভুপাদ আমাদের শিক্ষা দিচ্ছেন, তিনি মায়া সম্পর্কে কত ভীত, নিজেই ভীত হয়ে.
And Maya can influence us at every moment, therefore we have to be afraid of Maya.
So Maya satyagar atte sob samay prottek muhurte amader ki korte pare aktanto korte pare, ei karone Maya somporke amader sob samay bito thaka uchit.
And therefore our practice should be also very intense.
Amader ei obhyasta ba sadhana bhakti khub tigro bhabe korte hobe.
You know, it is said in the scriptures that it's enough to chant holy name once and you're free.
তো শাস্ত্রে যদি এরকম বলা হচ্ছে যে তুমি একবার যদি কেউ হরিনাম জপ করে তাহলে সে মুখ মায়া থেকে বা পাপ থেকে মুক্ত হতে থাকে.
সাকৃদেব জাস্ট ওয়ান্স বাট এট দ্য সেম টাইম চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু সেড ইউ হ্যাভ টু চ্যান্ট ওয়ান লাক এভরি ডে.
তিনি বলেছেন একবার নাম জপ করা হয় সব পাপ মুক্ত হওয়া যায়, কিন্তু তিনি আবার বলেছেন একদিনে লক্ষ মালা জপ করতে হবে.
চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু said that I only accept offering from somebody who is lakpati, who chants one lakh.
তা আমি আসলে দেখা যাচ্ছে যারা লাখপতি হতে চায় অর্থাৎ একদিনে লক্ষ মালা জপ করতে পারে.
Why? It's enough to chant once. Why should
you struggle? কেন এরকম যে একটা মালা বা এক মালা জপ করলে হয়ে যায়, তার লক্ষ মালা জপ করা কেন?
Because we're still in Maya, because we still can be influenced by this.
কারণ আমরা এখন মায়ার মধ্যে রয়েছি আর আমরা সব সময় মায়ার দ্বারা প্রভাবান্বিত হতে পারি, সে কারণে.
And Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, he gives a very nice reason why we should chant so many rounds a day.
তো তিনি ভক্তি বিনোদ ঠাকুর মহাশয় এই ব্যাপারে বলেছেন
He says, if we chant so many rounds a day, every day, then we have less time to commit offenses. And today is Ekadashi, so today is a good day to practice this.
Thank you. What is the solution if we commit any mistake in our subconscious condition? What is the solution? How can we be free from this offense?
If we commit something in our mind or subconsciously, then we shouldn't do anything special about this. Just by chanting and by our sadhana, it will just be washed away gradually. But when it happens in our subconscious mind, then we have to really see that this is my condition, and we shouldn't think that I'm, you know, very advanced, because the tendency of the mind to think that I'm very big devotee, we should be real. And, you know, the only thing which we should do when it happens, we should become very humble.
তো যদি আমরা দেখতে পাই বা বুঝতে পারি যে আমার এই ধরনের হয়েছে তো সেক্ষেত্রে আমি মনে করব যে আসলে আমি আসলে এখন মায়ের মধ্যে আছি আমার অবস্থাটা এত নগণ্য তো সেক্ষেত্রে আমাকে খুব বিনয়ী হতে হবে বহু মানে খুব নম্র হতে হবে
Sometimes Krishna shows all these things to us to make us namra, humble.
মাঝে কৃষ্ণই স্বয়ং আমাদেরকে এই ধরনের অবস্থায় পতিত করেন যাতে করে আমরা বিনম্র বা নম্র হতে পারি
Because this is the main quality of a devotee. Trinada piso nichinata rora piso hishnana. So, just...
So, So I am thinking of your mercy, finding the essence, how to bear Rosh Mercy. This is my thinking of your mercy.
How to?
How to offend Rosh Mercy, Mercy of God. How to offend Mercy of God.
Bhagavan ki pa ki kore?
Lab
kora jai. আমরা আপনার যে আজকে আলোচনা টুডেজ ফ্রম ইউর এক্সপ্লেনেশন হি কেম টু নো দ্যাট ফ্রম দিস বয় বার্ডস হি কেম টু নো দ্যাট হাউ উই ক্যান অ্যাচিভ অর রিসিভ দ্য মার্সি অফ গড লর্ড গড
হাউ উই ক্যান রিসিভ দ্য মার্সি দ্য মার্সি অফ গড ইজ is causeless, so there is no cause for it. but it can come to anyone, basically, at any moment. But at the same time, you know, sadhana is something which is recommended to receive the causeless mercy of God.
So, Bhagavan's je ahituki kripa, to she kripa gahan korar jonno amader upodesh deya hoyeche, amra jeno sadhana bhakti ta porichalito kori.
Yeah, the kripa is ahituki kripa, but sadhana is there to. It's not a hetu, but it's still something which is recommended to receive the mercy of God. And we have to really understand that this Bhagavan Kripa, mercy of God, comes by little portion, not immediately.
কিছু পোর্শন অর্থাৎ ধীরে ধীরে বা সময়ের মধ্যে আসে এটা খুব দ্রুতই আসে না
If we have little Shraddha, it's Bhagavan Kripa. If we do little bhajana kriya, little practice, little sadhana, it's also Bhagavan Kripa. If we can associate with devotees, it's also Bhagavan Kripa. So you already have mercy of God. And if we make a good use of the mercy which we have, Krishna will give more mercy. If we appreciate the mercy which we have, then He will give more mercy. If we don't appreciate it, if we kind of ignore the mercy which we already have, then we will not receive more mercy.
He's very fluent in English.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.